Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Step right up, get your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. All right, whenever I hear these stories, I always question why I'm hearing this. So the government says that hackers working for the Chinese state breached the computer system of the Office of Personnel Management in December. This was reported yesterday by U.S. officials. And the agency says they'll notify about 4 million current and former federal employees that their personal data may have been compromised. It was the largest breach of federal employee data in years. Now, your first thought, of course, is, oh my God, how could this happen? The Chinese, and this is the second time this has happened, because remember last year, China also, it was alleged that China compromised the White House and State Department. Homeland Security cyber team used an anti-tracking system called Einstein to alert the Office of Personnel Management in April. But here's the kicker, and see, again, I always wonder. It's kind of like when you heard about the hacking incident that Sony and the White House blamed North Korea. And at that time, it was because they wanted to pass this bill. Now, you know, there's always something to these stories. The government chose to release this data breach on the same day that the New York Times and ProPublica published a story that potentially damages the government about expanding warrantless government spying on America's international internet traffic. Now, is this a coincidence? This happened in December. Allegedly. So they put out this information yesterday, the same day the New York Times decides to publish this story about the government expanding warrantless government spying. You see the connection here? So they put out the story, and this is what they always do, and that's why every time I hear these stories, I have to question it. They put out this story saying that there's been a breach. But at the same time, New York Times is putting out a story saying that the NSA is expanding their warrantless searches. So, again, it makes you wonder. Now, the documents released by Edward Snowden and shared with the New York Times and ProPublica show that the U.S. government has widened the NSA's warrantless surveillance of Americans' international internet traffic in a hunt for quote-unquote hackers. Of course. Look, there are no accidents here. There's no coincidences here. The first thing I heard this morning, as soon as I heard this story, I'm driving here. I hear that, and of course, everybody is going to report, well, you know, we've been hacked by the Chinese. We got to do something. The government's of course, going to say, well, of course we have to do something. We've got to expand our search, our surveillance. They did the exact same thing, if you recall, when the story came out about the Sony hack. Remember that? It was the exact same thing. The Sony hack story came out. They blamed it on this stupid film that nobody even saw. They blamed it on the North Korean government. And then it was, if people recall, there was, and I talked about this, there was a bill in the House to expand, again, warrantless searches. See, the government is becoming increasingly encroaching on you and I. But yet, they're going to justify it by saying, well, look, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. The NSA right now is listening to every single phone call. They're tracking every single email. Hell, all they got to do is go to Facebook. You're telling them everything. So the way they're going to justify this is they're going to say, look, banks are being hacked, businesses, government agencies. We're being targeted by cyber attacks. We have no choice. We have to do this. We've got to pry into what you're doing. We've got to do it. The Department of Justice is now permitting the NSA to monitor addresses and cyber signature patterns. So, thank God for Edward Snowden. I don't care what you say about Edward Snowden. People can call him a traitor or not. We never would have known any of this information. So Josh Earnest, yesterday, the White House liar, said he was not in a position to talk in a lot of detail about any sort of covert government programs that may or may not exist. He's not in a position to talk about it. But he said President Obama's administration will remain vigilant about an ever-evolving cyber threat that's increasing in scale, sophistication, and severity. Huh. Coincidence? I think not. We've got Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News out of Washington.
Good morning to you.
Ellen, I find it rather interesting. You know, this morning, I hear this report that, China hacked into the office.
Somebody
of
hacked into me, too, yesterday.
They did?
Yes.
Probably China. I just find it interesting and coincidental, not, that these things always happen when this information is released at the same time that the New York Times and ProPublica are publishing stories about the government expanding warrantless searches on Americans. And again, I always find this interesting, Ellen, that and as soon as I heard it, I said, there's got to be another angle. There's got to be another angle. And indeed, there is another angle, and that is that the NSA is expanding warrantless searches. What say you?
Well, I say that the timing is a good coincidence, and I don't think there's anything behind it.
Oh, of course not, Ellen.
No, because I'm not a lunatic like you, Mr. Woodson.
This is not... What are you talking about?
You're paranoid.
No, I'm not paranoid. I'm laying out the facts. That's all I'm doing here. I never drew a conclusion. I am just saying that it is highly coincidental that this. It's the same thing that happened with the Sony hack, and then people said that North Korea had nothing to do with it. There was a bill languishing in the House that you know, the administration wanted to pass, and then of course it furthered this along.
Right.
I don't think it's really lunacy to question the government. In fact, what I think is lunacy is that we don't question and that we accept the government. That's what I don't understand. What happened to you liberals that you don't question the government anymore? What happened? Why this sense of complacency where you don't question
the government? I do question the government.
You know you don't. You just said it was lunacy to draw this conclusion.
But I think it's lunacy to necessarily pair the two time-wise.
Why? So let me ask you this. What do you think of warrantless searches on Americans for their internet traffic? That you're okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with it.
Are you?
And I think the problem is that I do think this, though. The United States government has been lax in connecting China and Russia with trying to hack us.
Okay.
I do think we've been lax. Why are you being so quiet?
Okay, no, I'm just listening to you. So you think that there's no coincidence, though?
Well, I don't think that there's a big coincidence that the government is releasing this stuff at the same time that this is that it's been proven that other countries, you know, the NSA has gone after people's emails, because I don't really see the benefit of that. I mean, yes, they're saying, okay, well, we've got China and Russia fishing in our waters, and I mean our virtual waters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is why we have to collect data, because I don't see the two are connected.
Okay, all right. So how do you feel about the bulk collection of data by the NSA?
I feel it's horrible. What do you think?
I think it's horrible, too.
I think we've got to somehow stop it. We have to somehow say, look, you really do need an order from the Foreign Surveillance Court.
Which, by the way, is just a rubber stamp.
It is a rubber stamp.
That's all it is.
But they also need to find a way to open it up a little more, to at least say who the lawyers are, even if you're not saying who the people are who they're going after. Because I understand, if you're starting to target a terrorist, you don't necessarily want it out. Hey, we're targeting you, Mr. XYZ terrorist.
Yeah, but it's a secret court anyway. All right, I want to switch gears here a little bit. Yesterday, you and I had this conversation about Bruce Jenner. So I did a little research here. Dr. Paul McHugh, the former psychiatrist-in-chief for Johns Hopkins Hospital and its current distinguished service professor of psychiatry, said that transgenderism is a mental disorder that merits treatment, that sex change is biologically impossible, and that people who promote sexual reassignment surgery are collaborating with and promoting a mental disorder. What say you?
Well, I would say Johns Hopkins wants to make money on their sexual disorders unit, which they have. That's what I would say to that.
Also, Johns Hopkins has been one of the leaders in gender assignment surgery.
Well, but clearly, correct? This guy has his own little fiefdom that he wants to protect.
Well,
because I know people who have been on their sexual disorders unit.
You could say that about pretty much anything, right?
Right, but I think this guy has an agenda.
So we could say that about the 97% of the scientists that agree that global warming is happening, too. They have an agenda because they receive government grants, correct?
Well...
Oh, that's different. Huh.
I'm just telling you, I know a little bit about how Hopkins operates. I've had a lot of friends there. I had three of my eye surgeries there. I've had people who have been on their sexual disorders unit. So that's the story.
All right. $500 million for Haiti, and they've built six homes. Did you see this?
Oh, boy. you have gotten into a particular issue of mine.
I think it's just, it's horrible.
And it's not just the Red Cross. This was a, ProPublica did this on the Red Cross. I have seen this happen in almost every, I won't say every, large NGO, which in Africa they call nothing going on. They're non-government organizations. You know, goats for the old goat, if I may promote my little NGO. We have almost no overhead. We've done a ton of stuff, and I'll put up against us against any of these large NGOs in South Sudan. I think we do as much for about 1/1000th of the money.
All right. Well, this is all going to come back to the Clinton Foundation, by the way.
Well, I am very critical of that.
I know you are. I know you are. And you and I are, you know, here's the thing, Ellen. I love you. And, you know, most of the time we actually agree, which is kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
All right. I got to let you go. But,
you got it.
Have a great weekend. Thank you for coming on the show. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches? Ballpoint pens? Forget it. And just try finding your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show on 1100 KFNX News Talk Radio in Phoenix is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and waiting to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Now, to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It at $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a holiday special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile for the holiday. That's 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, Realty One Group, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yeah. All right, in late 2011, the Red Cross launched a multi-million-dollar project. In fact, they spent $500 million in Haiti in 2010. There was that earthquake in Haiti. And of course, your first inclination is to give money. The Red Cross. You know, you figure it's a legitimate organization, right? You're going to give money to the Red Cross. You want to help people out. The Red Cross, in fact, received nearly $500 million through the generosity of donations to people all over the world. So, how many homes were built? Six. Six. Six homes were built. The Red Cross says it provided homes to more than 130,000 people. But the actual number of permanent homes the group has built in Haiti is six. How are you going to fit 130,000 people in six homes? See, and this happens all the time. In fact, what happened with the Red Cross is, and of course they won't disclose details about how it spent the hundreds of millions of dollars. Lacking the expertise to mount its own projects, the Red Cross ended up giving much of the money to other groups to do the work. Those groups took out a piece of every dollar to cover overhead and management. So, you have $500 million in donations, and they've built a total of six homes. See, this is the problem with large organizations like the Red Cross. And frankly, it's criminal, because all that money goes to management, overhead, pay for salaries. And then the people that really need it don't get it. And let's not forget that the Clintons were, and the Clinton Foundation were active in Haiti. Remember that? Remember you had Bill Clinton flying down there? He's hanging out with Sean Penn. Yet after all this time, six homes were built. It's criminal. It's criminal when you see this. When you see stuff like this happen. It's literally criminal. I mean, how is it that the Red Cross collected so much money, yet nothing was done? And you hear this time and time again. Yet, every time there's a crisis, what happens? People pony up their money. Because you feel bad. It's the first thing you do. Especially if it's the Red Cross. My God. Because you trust the Red Cross. And then people get scammed. And by the way, I don't think most people think about where the money goes once they give it. Here we are, 2015. It's 5 years after the day of the, you know, more than 5 years. Nothing's been done. And you know that money is gone. All right. Speaking of the Clintons, Hillary. Hillary was in Texas Southern University, which is in, I think it's in Houston. Anyway, she played to a half-empty arena at this black university. Texas Southern is a black university. And she claimed to want to disempower. She says that Republicans want to disempower and disenfranchise people of color. Nobody was there. Of course, she took no questions, spoke with no reporters, but angrily complained that Texas voters, Texas just passed a law. We talked about this. these voter ID laws. And so she angrily complained about the fact that people need to present ID. And so now she's calling on a crusade for a national automatic voter registration. And she lashed out at Republicans, whom she accused of waging a crusade against voting rights. It's just wrong to try to prevent, undermine, inhibit Americans' right to vote. Unfortunately, there are people who offer themselves up to be leaders whose actions have undercut this fundamental American principle. Playing to the crowd, she also named Texas Governor Rick Perry, who, of course, yesterday announced he was joining the crowded GOP presidential field. Here in Texas, she said, former Governor Rick Perry signed a law that a federal court said was actually written with the purpose of discriminating against minority voters. In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker cut back early voting and signed legislation that would make it harder for college students to vote. In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie vetoed legislation to extend early voting. And in Florida, when Jeb Bush was governor, state authorities conducted a deeply flawed purge of voters before the presidential election of 2000. Now, I just talked yesterday about that Rasmussen poll, which says that basically eight of ten voters think that people should show an ID. And this, and by the way, this argument is such a bogus argument that somehow showing an ID is racist. That poor and disenfranchised people somehow don't have IDs. Everybody's got IDs, and the government provides you. Even if you're on welfare, and you have any kind of, you have to show ID, and by the way, they give you a free ID. It's not like you even have to pay for IDs. If you collect food stamps, you got to have an ID. Any of these programs, any of these government entitlement programs, you have to have ID. So this is a part of this emotional identity politics. And you're going to see, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to see this full-throated attack on voter ID. They're going to bring back war on women and, of course, income inequality. Redistribution. You're going to see this. You're going to see this with Bernie Sanders is going to start talking about it. Martin O'Malley is going to talk about it. And Hillary is going to have to move to the left. Because that's the only thing that Democrats have. So, Hillary also went on to say, what is happening is a sweeping effort to disenfranchise people of color, poor people, and young people. Why? Because people of color, poor people, and young people don't have IDs? And then she said, stop fear-mongering about the phantom threat of election fraud. She pledged that as president, she would protect the Voting Rights Act with her nominations to the Supreme Court. More than 40 states now have enacted some type of voter ID laws. I mean, it just makes sense. Why would you not have to show your ID to vote? I don't understand this. I just, it's beyond me. I just don't get it. This is a non-issue. But Hillary Clinton is resurrecting this again because she has nothing else. Think about it. Voter ID? Really? That's the best you got? You're disenfranchising poor people, people of color, minorities, and young people. Because they don't have IDs. Everybody's got an ID. There's nobody that doesn't have an ID. And the state will issue you an ID. I mean, it's just a ridiculous premise, a false narrative. All right, if you've got a business and you want to get results, advertise on...
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Kay Long. It could be the biggest hack in American history. The Blaze Radio's Tom Peace with the late-breaking details.
That's terrifying. If this isn't the largest breach, that tells us that we are very vulnerable to these kinds of attacks.
That's Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard. The FBI investigating a massive security breach that could affect 4 million current and former federal employees. American investigators believe they can trace the breach to the Chinese government.
You can just imagine what they would do with this kind of information. I mean, it's basically a roadmap for how to blackmail the people in the U.S. government with the highest security clearances. You go to them, you know what their weaknesses are, you know all sorts of intimate details about them, about their career, about their life. It is a huge concern, and you know, I don't know where you go to reverse it. I think once it's done, it's done.
Hayes, part of the all-star panel on Fox News Special Report. Tom Peace, The Blaze News.
Now we have 10, another Republican entering the race for the White House. The Blaze Radio's Greg Moore.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry running once again for president.
To get our economy going again. And that is exactly why today I am running for the presidency of the United States of America.
Perry announcing his candidacy during a speech outside Dallas, saying it's time to get the country moving forward again. There are now 10 announced GOP candidates in the field.
That's the Blaze Radio's Greg Moore reporting. He may be late to get into the race, but Jeb Bush with millions of dollars set for his presidential campaign. The Blaze Radio's Brad James.
Jeb Bush is expected to declare his candidacy June 15th, the former Florida governor raising millions for his campaign. Some reports say as much as $500 million. He'll make the announcement from a college campus in South Florida. In Florida, Brad James, The Blaze News.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, it'll be clear, a low 72 as winds top 20 miles an hour. Wednesday should be sunny with a high of 101 with winds to 20 miles an hour. It'll be clear Wednesday night, a low 69. Thursday looks mostly sunny with a high of 100. Winds will top 20 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 79 degrees.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches? Ballpoint pens? Forget it. And just try finding your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show on 1100 KFNX News Talk Radio in Phoenix is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and waiting to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And get ready for results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. iSupport is on special, the ultimate delivery system for the critical nutrients, especially hard to obtain carotenoids, essential to the health of the lens, the retina, and the macula. See the difference for yourself. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. What a deal. Call 800-370-3447.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KFNX.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to Chili's.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Daniel Van Kirk. I'm a comedian. I'm a writer.
Welcome back to the show. What's going on? All right, thank you. Megyn Kelly. That's my laptop? My bad. Megyn Kelly has had on the Duggars for the last couple nights, and then she's gonna interview him again tonight. And I wanted to have on Mike Opelka from The Blaze to discuss this. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. This is just a very troubling and difficult topic, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and on so many different levels. But I got to tell you, Andrew Breitbart, the late Andrew Breitbart, always talked about how, you know, we had to win the culture war, okay, in order to be relevant. And the left always, and for the longest time, has been able to win the culture war. Because the left is always seen as way hipper and cooler and funnier, okay, than the right. And I've always said, you know, there's plenty of people, you know, on our side that are hipper, cooler, and funnier. You know, you've got people like, Jason Matera, Chris Plant, myself. There's tons of guys out there, you know, this crew of people that are way funnier and cooler and hipper. And so what happens is when you have the Duggars up there, when you have people worshiping at the altar of the Duggars, this is exactly why I have to say this. This is why we lose elections. Because we sit there and we put the Duggars up there on this pedestal. Okay. And Megyn Kelly, I'm watching this. I couldn't even watch. I watched the first couple segments and I couldn't even watch it any longer. Because, this is everything that's wrong about the right is the Duggars. I have to say that.
This is one where it's difficult to wade into it.
Right.
Just because, I don't know if the right put them up or if who controls the media, who decides that these people are going to be put on television and made stars. Is it the right that does that?
Well, the son was working for the Family Research Council. Wasn't
sure.
He the president of the Family Research Council?
Yeah.
Why is he the president of the Family Research Council, number one? Okay. They knew that this was going on, or that this had gone on, and yet they still decide to do a reality show?
Yes, you can question their judgment.
It's wrong on so many levels. And then I got to tell you the specifics of this. I mean, their son's a pedophile and molested his sisters, okay? But yet they're blaming the media for outing them. And Greg Gutfeld said this the other day. He said if they were Muslims, would the right be so forgiving of them if they were members of CARE?
I think
not.
That's a fair, very fair point. But, you know, we've learned, and in no way do two wrongs or three wrongs ever make a right, but there are people making comparisons to the Lena Dunham story from her book.
Correct.
What happened between Lena Dunham and her sister.
Right.
And that the media said nothing about that.
No, I agree with you 100% on that point. However, last night I'm listening to, again, Megyn Kelly, and she's talking about how all the right backs the Duggars. And I don't know anybody.
No.
Of my ilk.
Yeah.
I think
that's an incorrect and statement that needs to be addressed. Because she's wrong on that.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that I know. Because I've talked to a lot of people about this recently. None of my peeps hold up the Duggars as this model of and support them. I don't know anybody, honestly. I don't. Most of the people that I know think they're they're hypocrites. I mean, that's what I think, personally. And to sit there and to defend the Duggars. Look, let's remember, they campaigned with Huckabee, with Santorum. And see, Mike, I gotta tell you, this is why we lose elections. This is exactly why. Because people look at that and they go, oh, the right, they're a bunch of dorks and geeks. And seriously. And we're never going to win elections. We're never going to win the culture war if these are the people that we embrace. I'm sorry. That's just, you know, maybe I'm being harsh. I don't know.
Well, you know, Edward, it's such a difficult situation, and I don't think you can find absolutes in any of it except that what the kid did was wrong and horrible.
Right.
But to hang an entire party out to dry over this is just befuddling. But you know, you point out we need to get hipper candidates. We need to win the culture war. I don't think there's any one thing that you do that wins an election, because there isn't just one topic that's going to hit and resound with all voters. I think, you know, we have different topics we need to address in order to get a successful presidential campaign. One being the economy, two being security, three being liberty. And these are things that need to be talked about. But when you start taking a horrific incident like this Duggar situation and start trying to paste it on all members of the GOP, I think the populace is pretty smart, and they're not saying, oh, that's every Republican.
No,
that's
No, I don't think they're that smart. And look, I'm not saying that being hipper or cooler is just one component. Look, I'm a conservative, and I'm also a libertarian, okay? So, and the reality is that we've had two conservative presidents, okay, in the last 100 years, Calvin Coolidge and Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Okay? So we've always had this battle, okay, between, and I don't understand why we still have this battle, but we're still having this battle between, and we've had it since 19, you know, you can go back to 1964 with the Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan Republicans versus the Richard Nixon, Rockefeller Republicans, okay?
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I agree with you. If we talk about liberty, if we talk about the economy, if we talk about personal responsibility, I'm down with all that. But what I'm saying to you is that when we embrace all these social issues, okay, and we embrace people like the Duggars, that's a loser. It's a loser proposition. It just is.
Well, I think you're misusing the term embrace. You know, I think if you don't talk about it, address it, and have the discussion, then that also opens up the opportunity for the other side to go, hey, you're just glossing over this. Where is the addressing of this problem?
No, I agree with you. But that's what I mean is, like, by Megyn Kelly spending 3 days, it's almost as if Megyn Kelly is kind of defending them. And I just think, I don't understand that. And so then we're all lumped to the Duggars. I mean, I feel that way. And again, I've talked to several people about this, and they kind of agree with me on this. They're like, yeah, you know, that's why we continue to lose. And I'm not saying that we necessarily need to be hip, but the left has been so good at mocking the right. We need to mock back, is all I'm saying.
I don't know about that. You know, if you get into the pit with them, and then you become what they are.
Not necessarily.
Now, that said, I'm going to go way out on a limb and tell you I think that the left now has a clown car of candidates that are specifically encouraged to run in order to make Hillary Clinton look good.
That's true. That's true.
You have the naked cowboy of the Democratic Party in Martin O'Malley, who's shirtless playing his guitar. You have wacky metric man up in Rhode Island in Lincoln Chafee, and everybody's favorite socialist, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
all
no
Hillary has to do is point and say, you want one of these guys or you want me?
Right, and the big guns haven't come out yet. And by the way, the big guns haven't come out yet for Jeb Bush Because you know that's coming.
Yeah.
Because that's coming.
The 15th is Jeb's announcement, and will we see the big money guns fire his direction? Still to be...
No, for sure they're going to. I'm going to tell you right now. For sure the big guns are going to come out. And so you're going to still have these establishment candidates, the Hillary Clintons and the Jeb Bush. But I think that things are changing and we're becoming more populist and we're becoming more, I think, I dare say we're becoming more libertarian. And people are sick and tired of the same old, same old.
You're absolutely right. And so this might be the time we see a libertarian third party make a serious run at the White House. It's a lot of time between now and November of 2016.
All right, I got to run. I went over time, but
That's all right. Have a great weekend, sir. We'll be back Monday.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, this is business coach Sarah Marie Brenner, host of the Biz Coach Show, airing right here on KFNX on Sundays at 6 p.m. Visit bizcoachshow.com for more and tune in to the Biz Coach Show on Sundays at 6 p.m.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I believe that skincare doesn't need to be complicated. Here's my simple program. In the morning, protect your skin with my daytime cream. Daytime is an SPF 20 sunscreen with niacin and moisturizers. In the evening, feed your skin with my nighttime serum. Nighttime has vitamins C and A, fruit acids, and antioxidants. And wash your face with Clean Time, my wonderful smelling toxin-free soap. Feed, protect, and clean. That's all it takes to have truly beautiful skin. My basic regimen is the simplest, most effective skincare program you can buy. It includes nighttime and daytime and a bar of Clean Time soap. To order, call 855-940-1500. That's 855-940-1500, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Mention Phoenix, and my basic skincare regimen is yours for $99.
Would you like to earn up to 7% on your money? With an in-force annuity, you can. To find out more, tune in to the Ask Mr. Annuity radio show every Wednesday from 3 to 4, or go to AskMrAnnuity.com. That's every Wednesday from 3 to 4, or AskMrAnnuity.com.
If you call yourself a conservative, why be here if you're not going to fight? And people say, well, people don't want people fighting. People want everyone to get along, Laura. They want bipartisan agreement, Laura. This is what they want, Laura. No, I think people don't really care about bipartisan agreement. We had a lot of bipartisan agreement in the past. Didn't work out for the people so well. What this election in November showed everybody is that the people are fed up.
Catch the Laura Ingraham Show Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band about that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Welcome back to the show. Well, CNN thinks that conservatives don't see transgenders as human beings. Okay, this goes to Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee had made a comment and said that he wished that when he was in high school, he could shower in at the gym after gym class with women. That if he felt like a woman that day, he could do that. He was obviously just joking, okay? Trying to make light of this. But the folks over at CNN latched onto that and said that he is sexist, misogynist, and he's insensitive. Okay? I'm going to play this clip for you.
Mike Huckabee is running for president. He's calling the move towards transgender equality a quote-unquote social experiment that he thinks is inherently wrong.
Well, look, he's entitled to his opinion, but it's insensitive. He's now bled over into misogyny and sexism in the course of his being insensitive to these issues.
Misogyny and sexism. Bruce Jenner's still a man.
And whether or not it's a social experiment, whether or not psychologists and psychiatrists have this wrong, listen, he's not the one to say. The fact is, there's a human being here. These are human beings that deserve sensitive care and the best possible care by experts, not attack by their politicians.
And as Dr. Drew said, you are dealing with real human beings here, and you don't like to see politicians divide and ridicule for political gain or simply to the play to the base. The larger point, of course, is that we've undergoing a sea change in this country in a gay civil rights moment that a lot of the majority of Americans now support marriage, something that would have been unthinkable a decade ago.
Oh, it's gay civil. How is this a gay civil rights moment? I guess because Bruce Jenner is now a lesbian? Is that why? It's a gay civil rights movement? I fail to see how it's a gay civil rights movement. Because, is that what we're talking about here? Is it because Bruce Jenner is, transgendered? It's a gay civil rights movement? I don't know, man. I guess it's all lumped together in the LGBT community. So maybe it is. At any rate, I guess conservatives are insensitive to what's going on. Sergey Brin, the head of Google, is defending driverless cars. There's been another accident. A Google car, driverless car, was rear-ended, apparently. There's been now 11 driverless car accidents in the last 6 years because they've been testing this. But Sergey Brin says that he's very proud of the record of his car. And our goal is to beat human drivers. I don't know. I'm really not that comfortable with driverless cars. I mean, that's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think there's questions of safety. And I personally don't want to be in a car that's driverless. I mean, I don't know if people are going to really want to buy a driverless car, frankly. I just don't see it, but Google's going to try to take over the world, man. You know it. And then, of course, you know, we've got driverless trucks coming to a truck stop near you. How do you feel about that? An 18-wheeler barreling down on you. I don't know. All right, we are out of time for the day, but go check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. If you missed today's show, or if you want to hear it again or past shows, you can go to woodsonarchive.com, or you can just go to my website. There's a listen tab there to listen. Also follow me on Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. Good day, America. I'm out. The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com. Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this results-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. 602-995-6666. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
If online dating is turning you off, we'll turn you on to a smarter way of dating. Introducing It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles. Our matchmakers do what no website can.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of
what we do and why we're so successful.
We have a feedback process, which we've had for over 21 years. And the feedback process is designed to help our clients narrow the field.
It's seamless, it's fun, it's low pressure.
And our matchmakers will handle all the details.
We're matchmaking, we're making the reservations, we're confirming what time they're meeting, where they're meeting.
If you're serious about meeting someone, let someone else do the legwork for you. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We're bringing a more successful way of dating to the table.
Call 800-747-5555 today.